All right, so today we're diving deep into something you use every single day, but probably haven't given much thought to.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Your phone's IMEI number. We found this article from the lock shop.
Oh, yeah, the device security folks.
Yeah, they're basically saying this number, it's like a Carfax report, but for your phone.
Really?
Yeah, and we brought on our expert to help break down all the technical stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the IMEI, it's super revealing. Like, you can think of it as your phone's fingerprint.
Okay.
It's a 15-digit code. It identifies it globally. And you know what? Most phones actually have two.
Two.
Yeah, two IMEIs.
Okay, hold on.
IMEI 1 for your physical SIM card,
Okay.
and then IMEI 2, which is becoming more and more important now with the rise of eSIMs.
Two IMEIs. Okay, so you've already got my attention,
Hmm.
but I'm willing to bet most people have no idea where to even find this number, let alone what it can
Wow.
tell us.
Well, you'd be surprised. It's actually really easy to find. Usually it's in your phone settings under About. Sometimes it's printed on the SIM tray or even on the original box. You can even just dial star pound 06 pound and it'll pop right up on your screen.
See, useful tips right off the bat. But like, why should we even care about this number? What makes it so powerful?
An IMEI check. It can reveal a lot about your device. You can find out, like, the manufacturer, the model,
Yeah.
even the country it was originally sold in. It gets even more interesting, though. You can see if it's been reported lost or stolen, check its network status, and even see if it's eligible for unlocking.
Okay, this is where it gets practical. So, like, if I'm buying a used phone, this could be a lifesaver,
Yeah,
right? To make sure I'm not
yeah.
getting scammed with a stolen device
Yeah.
or something that's locked to a different network.
Yeah, for sure. It's a really powerful tool, you
Yeah.
know, to protect yourself from scams and make sure you're getting what you pay for.
Okay.
And this is where the lock shop comes in.
Right.
They developed this IMEI checker. It taps into multiple databases to give you the most comprehensive results.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty here. How does their system actually work? What makes it different from just, Googling my IMEI?
So they have three levels of integration.
Yeah.
First, they connect directly to the GSMA database.
And what is that?
This is like a global organization. It represents mobile operators all over the world.
Okay.
So they have real-time information on literally millions of devices.
So they're not just relying on some like random website.
So,
They're going straight to the source.
straight to the source, the heart of the mobile world.
I like it.
But it doesn't even stop there.
Oh.
They also have what's called carrier integration.
Okay.
This means they can tap into the databases of major carriers
Oh.
so they can see network details and even unlock capabilities for certain
Wait,
phones.
hold on. So they can actually unlock phones.
Yeah.
That's impressive. But what about the manufacturers?
Oh, yeah.
How do they get access to that kind of information?
Well, that's their third level of integration,
Okay.
manufacturer integration. They actually have access to databases that are maintained by companies like Apple, Samsung.
Oh.
They can get detailed specs, repair information, even software update details.
So it's like they've got like a direct line to all the major players in the mobile ecosystem, and
Yeah.
they're like putting all that data into one report.
That is a great way to put it. And this level of detail, it can be super useful in so many situations, not just when you're buying or selling a phone.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity.
Yeah.
Besides the obvious use cases here, how else can this knowledge benefit like the average person?
Imagine you need to make a warranty claim,
Okay.
having the original purchase date and details, you know, from the manufacturer database.
Right.
It could be a total game changer.
Yeah, that's a great point. Or even proving like the history of your device if you're selling it.
Exactly. And let's not forget about security. Like, if your phone gets lost or stolen,
Right.
knowing your IMEI can help. You can give it to authorities, your insurance company, to aid in tracking and recovery.
So it's not just about curiosity.
No.
This is information that can actually empower you as a phone owner.
Right.
It's like having that Carfax report, it gives you peace of mind
Yeah.
and valuable insights into your device.
And that's really just scratching the surface.
Oh.
IMEI checks can be used in even more surprising ways, but we'll get into those a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've got me hooked. I can't wait to hear what else this seemingly simple number can unlock.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta ask, with all this talk about like accessing databases and revealing hidden information, Is this even legal?
It totally is. Yeah, the information the lock shop uses, it's all publicly available
right.
through various databases, APIs. They're just connecting the dots and presenting it, in a way that's easy to understand.
Okay, that makes sense. But, you know, it does kind of make you think about privacy, right? Is there like a big brother aspect to all this?
It's a valid concern for sure. You know, it's important to remember that that reputable companies like the lock shop, they have strict privacy policies and they have security measures in place.
Right.
I mean, they're not out there to sell your data.
Okay. So it's more about like empowering users with information.
Exactly.
Rather than, exploiting their data.
Exactly. It's about transparency mm-hmm. and giving you the tools you need to make informed decisions about your device.
Yeah.
So let's say you're convinced. You want to run a check.
Yeah.
What's that process like?
Yeah. Is it like super complicated? Do I have to be like a tech wizard to figure this out?
No, not at all. The Lock Shop's website is super user friendly. All you do is enter your IMEI. Their system does all the work. It queries all the databases we talked about.
And how long does it take to get results?
Usually just a couple of minutes.
Hmm.
They even have this thing called a direct codes unlock server for even faster results. And then boom. You get this report with all the info they gathered.
I'm looking at an example report on their site, and it is detailed. So what should I, focus on if I'm, say, buying a used phone?
First, check the device status. Make sure it hasn't been reported as lost or stolen. I mean, you definitely don't want a blacklisted phone.
Okay. Yeah, that seems pretty obvious. What else?
Look at the carrier details.
Yeah.
Make sure that phone is compatible with your network. It would be a shame to buy a phone and then not be able to even use it.
Good point. If I'm thinking about unlocking a phone, you know, to use with a different carrier, can the report, tell me if that's possible?
Yeah, totally. The report will tell you if unlocking is possible and what methods are available. It can even provide the unlocking codes sometimes.
Whoa. Okay. So this is like a detective tool for your phone. You can uncover its whole history
yeah.
and see what it's capable of.
I like that analogy. And just like a detective, you got to know what questions to ask and how to interpret the evidence.
Okay, so beyond, you know, the basics, what other like juicy details might an IMEI check reveal?
Oh, good question. You can find out if there are any financial obligations like associated with the phone,
okay.
like an unpaid balance from the original carrier, for example.
Ooh. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Especially if you're buying from, a stranger.
Right.
Wouldn't want to inherit someone else's debt. What else?
Well, you can also check if the phone has ever been blacklisted, which means it's been blocked from the network.
Okay.
This usually happens if it's lost or stolen, but there can be other reasons, too.
So the IMEI is kind of like a permanent record for a phone.
Uh-huh.
Tracking all its good deeds and bad deeds.
You could say that, yeah. I mean, it's a really powerful tool for accountability and security in the mobile world.
This is all incredibly fascinating, but is this something that only, you know, tech-savvy people can use?
Not at all. The Lock Shop, they've made these IMEI checks accessible to everybody. I mean, their website's easy to use. The reports are really clear and understandable. You definitely don't need to be a hacker or a phone expert.
Mm.
To benefit from this knowledge.
It's like you said earlier, it's about empowering consumers
yep.
to make informed decisions. We do it with the cars, why not with phones?
Exactly. It's a simple step that can potentially save you a whole lot of trouble down the road.
So we've covered the basics of IMEI checks, the information they reveal, and how the Lock Shop offers like this really comprehensive user-friendly service. But now I'm really curious about some of the less obvious uses. What are some things people might not even consider?
That's a great question. There definitely are some interesting applications beyond, you know, what we've talked about. For instance, IMEI checks, they can even play a role in device repairs.
Okay, how so? Does knowing the IMEI magically fix a cracked screen?
No, not the repair itself, but it can help with sourcing parts.
Oh, okay.
So repair shops can use the IMEI to access detailed manufacturer information, ensuring they're getting the right components.
Right.
Especially for, you know, very specific models or regional variations.
That makes sense. You wouldn't want them putting the wrong parts in your phone and then messing things up even more.
Exactly. And this level of precision, it's becoming even more and more important with all these modern devices because they are getting increasingly complex and specialized.
It's really mind-blowing how this one number just unlocks so much information about our devices, like a window into the inner workings of the mobile world.
It really is. And as technology keeps, you know, evolving, IMEIs, they're probably going to become even more central to managing and securing our, you know, our increasingly connected lives.
So what does the future hold for IMEIs? Any predictions?
Well, with, you know, the rise of eSIM tech, we're probably going to see IMEI 2 becoming even more important.
You mentioned that earlier. So instead of physical SIM cards, our devices will rely on these embedded SIMs.
Precisely. And managing multiple eSIM profiles on one device, that could become the norm, potentially even for things beyond phones, like wearables or, you know, IoT devices.
Wow, that's a lot of IMEIs to keep track of.
It is. And that's where robust IMEI management systems, you know, they're going to be essential, not just for, you know, consumers, but for businesses, network operators, too.
So it's not just about, like, knowing your IMEI.
No.
It's about understanding its role in this, like, you know, evolving technological landscape.
Absolutely. And that's why resources like the Lock Shop and their IMEI check service are so valuable.
Yeah.
You know, they give you this window into this very complex world, empowering users with knowledge and control over their devices.
Well said. You know, I got to admit, I started this deep dive thinking IMEI was just this random string of numbers, but now I see it as this key that unlocks a whole universe of information.
It's been a fascinating journey, hasn't it? You know, from just basic identification to, like, these advanced applications. IMEI, they're more than just numbers. They're a fundamental part of the mobile ecosystem.
And as they say, knowledge is power. So now that you know about IMEIs and the power of a comprehensive check, think about how you might use this knowledge in your own digital life.
Yeah, maybe it's time to check the history of that, you know, used phone you're thinking about buying. Mm-hmm. Or dive deeper into your current device's, you know, specs and capabilities.
The possibilities, they're endless. And remember, the Lock Shop has tons of information on their website if you want to learn more.
Definitely check it out.
So we were just talking about how IMEI checks can even help with repairs. Like, it's kind of wild to think about.
Yeah, you know, think about all those tiny parts inside your phone. With the IMEI, repair shops can't, like, cross-reference
right.
with manufacturer databases. So they make sure they have the exact right part, especially for specific models
yeah.
or regional variations.
It's crazy to me there are that many variations of a phone part.
Right.
They all look the same to me.
Yeah. And if they use the wrong part, could cause even more problems.
Oh, for sure.
That's where the IMEI comes in, you know?
Right.
For that, like, extra level of precision.
It's really amazing how this one number can tell us so much.
Yeah.
It's like a secret language almost.
Mm. It is, yeah. It's the key to understanding the mobile world. And as technology changes, IMEIs are probably going to be even more important.
Speaking of the future.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on how IMEIs might evolve with all this, like, eSIM stuff?
No, we already see the shift to eSIM tech, which means IMEI 2 is going to be more important.
Uh-huh.
We might even see a future with no SIM cards at all. Everything relies on these embedded SIMs.
We won't be swapping out physical SIM cards anymore.
Right.
It'll be like managing different profiles on a single device.
Exactly. And this could go beyond just phones, too.
Yeah.
Wearables, smart home devices, even cars.
Wow. Anything that connects to the network.
Pretty much could have an eSIM and an IMEI that goes with it.
That's a lot of IMEIs to keep track of.
It is. And that's where we'll need, you know,
yeah.
better systems to manage them, not just for, you know, people like you and me.
Right.
Businesses, network yeah. operators.
So it's not just about knowing your IMEI, it's understanding what it means.
Yeah, in the bigger picture. And, you know, that's why resources like the Lock Shop are so helpful. They break it down for you, give you the tools you need to, you know,
yeah.
understand and manage their devices.
Well said. And, you know, I have to admit, I started this whole thing thinking the IMEI was just some random number.
Yeah.
But now.
Yeah.
Now I see it as a key to unlock all this information.
It really has been fascinating, hasn't it? From just a basic ID number.
Yeah.
To all these, like, advanced things it can do. IMEIs really are essential.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
So for anyone listening, the takeaway here is, don't underestimate the power of your IMEI.
Yeah.
Whether you're buying a used phone, making a warranty claim.
Right.
Or just curious.
Yeah.
You know, an IMEI check can give you valuable info
yeah.
and some peace of mind.
For sure. And as always,
yeah.
stay curious.
Love it. Thanks for joining us for this IMEI deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious and stay connected.